Shamanai can feed his friends. This year should be a special schus. Refuas Tzvi ben Yittel, Moshe ben Malka, Lisha ben Menya, Vastina Chana, Pesach Shar Chole Yisrael, Nigemara and Meseches Kiddushin, on page 42b, Amen Beis Amit Beis, says, Ein li Elohu, that I might think that a person is mischayev an onsim, a person is obligated for onus that occurs to an object that he's supposed to be guarding. Elahu, only if he himself was shalech bayad, only if he himself used it for his own purposes. So he's then responsible for own sin. Saying li Elahu, but let's say Amar la'avdo l'shlucho, let's say he told his eved or his shliach to be shalech yad. Minai, and how do we know that in such a case he's chayev ba'on sin? Tamid lomra kol dvar pesha. And that's the mimarbe shigami marma l'shlucho l'shloch bayad. Even if he tells the shliach to do shlichus yad, the chayfetz goes, the object goes into his rishus, and he's chayv and owns him. And from here the Gemara learns that there are two psukim that teach us that there is shlichus b'tvar aveira and shnei ksuvim ein melamdim. But al kaponim, what we see from here is that not only if you yourself are shaleach yad, the shomer himself is shaleach yad, but even his eved, even his shliach. So the sma writes in Choshen Mishpat, Reish Tzadi Beis, if katan yud, the hainu dafka kishelo yada hashliach shu shalacherim, o she'enu bar chiyuv, o she'en lo ma l'shalim, dim lo kein, hakaim landein shliach l'dvar avera. So this is dafka when the shliach doesn't know that this belongs to somebody else, or he's not a bar chiyuv. Or he doesn't have what to pay. In all of these cases, then he can be a shliach. But otherwise, if he's just a regular bar chiyuv and he knows that he's doing something wrong here, what's the rule? The rule is ein shliach l'dvar avera. And since ein shliach l'dvar avera, so it's not going to count when he's shaleach yad b'pikadam. It's not going to count for the shomer, because ein shliach l'dvar avera. It's only talking about in those specific circumstances where there is a shliach l'dvar avera. Either it's he doesn't know, he's not a bar chiyuv, he doesn't have what to pay, then yesh shliach, but normally ein shliach l'dvar avera. So on that comes the shach, and he's tameya in Reish Tzadi Beis, Sif Katan Dalid, Sharei B'Shlichus Yad, Kaimalan by Shlichus Yad, what do we hold? We hold that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Like we see in our sugya, that Shlichus Yad and Me'ilah are Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'achad. So what does the Sma mean when he says, oh, ain't shliach l'dvar, normally Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? And therefore, in a regular case, this wouldn't work. Only in specific circumstances, there would be shlichus. The Gemara says here that b'shlichus yad there is shliach l'dvar aver. Normally, we paskin ain't shliach l'dvar aver like this masses, but by shlichus yad in the sugi, it says there is a shliach l'dvar aver. So the shach doesn't understand the sma. And the shach there is marich liyashiv b'shem aviv v'toref hadvarim that. Lo ripsa Torah shlichus l'dvar avera b'shlichus yad, ela le'inyan chiyuv hamishaleach, aval lo liftor es hashliach. That the Torah was only marbe shlichus l'dvar avera by shlichus yad to be mechayev the mishaleach, but not the pater the shliach. So yes, the mishaleach is still going to be chayev. But the shliach is also going to be chayev. He's not going to be pater because he's guilty. And therefore, as far as the shliach is concerned, as far as the mishalech is concerned, we're going to say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. But as far as the shliach is concerned, we're going to say normally ain shliach l'dvar aveira, and it's the shliach's aveira. He's not considered a shliach, it's considered his own aveira. So ayin sham in the shach shenitchak l'dvar loshen hasma. The shach gave a forced interpretation of what the sma says. When he writes the im lokein hakaimelan dein shliach l'dvar aveira, because otherwise, if we're not talking about a case where the person was unwitting, he didn't know, or he's not a bar chiyuv, or he doesn't have what to pay, we would say ein shliach l'dvar aveira. So what he means is, says the shach, that we shouldn't say that we're going to pater the shliach because he did b'shlichus hamishaleach. No, and that the sma says, we paskin ein shliach l'dvar aveira, so it's still going to be his responsibility. Who do you listen to, Hashem, or you listen to the Talmud? So there's no taina to pater the shliach, but dochak, and this is a dochak, as is noted by Moreno v'Rabbeinu Rosh HaYeshiva Hagon Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and we are going to go further in the derech of Rabbeinu Chaim Baruch Hashem. We're trying to go through the Sefer Shaarei Chaim, which are a collection of the shiurim of the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, and we've had many, many shiurim, and we still have much more to do. So I asked the Rabbanu Shlom that he give us life in order to do it, Baruch Hashem. And they came out not so long ago with a new Sefer on Bava Basra. First they just had Cheskas, and then they had the whole Sefer now. So we have our work cut out for us. So we just asked the Rabbanu Shlom for Tosefes Chaim, that he should give us life in the sense that we're breathing, and life in the sense that we're learning. Kihem Chayenu. So that's the dochak of the Shach, to learn Pshat Nisma. Says Rabbeinu Chaim, v'yuyen b'ktzos achoshen, look in the ktzos, in Reish Sadi Beis Sif Katan Aleph, and in the Nesivus there in Sif Katan Hey, the tamu tuva mishlichus de me'ila. But they wondered a lot about the shlichus of me'ila. De mishaleach mo'al v'lo hashliach. The Mishaleach has done the Me'ila and not the Shliach. So according to the way the Shach learns, in the Sma, the Shliach should be guilty. Why should the shliach be guilty? Because it's his avera. Because according to the way the shach wants to learn the sma, so the avera also goes to the avera also goes to the shliach. The shliach doesn't become pater. So if that's true, that the shliach doesn't become pater, then why do we say by me'ila that the mishalech is mo'el and not the shliach? Kamo ken yesh la'ayin. We also have to understand Rashi in our sugya, membezo mebez, in Kiddushin. The Gemara asks, from somebody who sends fire in the hands of the pikeach is chayev. Ve'amai, neim ashluch shladim kamoso. So says the Gemara, why is the pikeach chayev? The mishalech, the sender should be chayev, because shluch shladim kamoso. Rashi explains, the yischayev sholcho v'lo hashaliach. The shalech should be chayev and not the shliach. In other words, since the Avera relates to the Mishaleach, and it's like the mice of the Mishaleach, the Shliach is no longer Mischayev for this Avera. The Tosas Rid argues with this. So if that's true, then the same should apply to Shlichus Yad. since we paskin that the mishalech is chayav, lechora tzarech hashliach lios pater. So how can you dismataina? No. Just like the mishalech is chayav, the shliach is also chayav. We see not like that in Rashi. We see that if the mishalech is chayav, the shliach is off the hook. Now, like the Sma wanted to say, that the mishalech is chayav, but the shliach is also chayav. So hachinami gabe shlichus yad, since we paskin that the mishalech is chayav, l'chora, the shliach should be pater. Just like we find by the sending of the fire. And this is not like the Sma who wants to say that just like the Mishalech is chayiv, the Shlich is also chayiv. Rashi says no. Rashi says if the Mishalech is chayiv, then the Shlich is off the hook. Yayin Ot, Biktos, Shetama, Asma, Dechev Shel Chayiv is a Shliach, Holav Shomeru. V'din shlichus yad ein ela b'shomrim. Excuse me, says the Ktzos. I don't know if he says excuse me, these are my words. But I don't understand. How is it possible to be mechayev the shliach, like the Sma wants to say? He's not a shomer. And the din of shlichus yad is only b'shomrim. So how is this the dvar pesha of the shliach, when the whole din of shlichus yad, of that pesha, is only a din in the shliach? It's only a din in the shomer, and therefore the shliach shouldn't be chayiv. He's not the shomer. The Nesivus asks that since they're kinyan gzeila, and the kinyan gzeila, what's the kinyan gzeila? That now the mishalech is koned l'inyan onsin. Since there's a kinyan gzeila for the mishalech, how can the shliach become chayiv? If there's a shinui in the gzeila, then it goes into the rishus of the mishaleach. So how can we be mechayiv the shliach? He has no kinyanim in it. The whole kinyan goes to the mishaleach. So ma pitom that you're going to be mechayiv the shliach. So we have a whole slew of kashas here on the pshat of the Sma, that the Sma wants to be mechayiv the shaliach in addition to the mishaleach. So says Rabbeinu Chaim, Vanir bebir shitas ha-Sma. So now we'd like to explain the Sma as follows. The mashakas of Rashi, the ishliach l'dvar avera mishaleach bovad chayiv, aval ha-shliach poter, that Rashi says, that if there's a shliach l'dvar avera, only the mishalech is going to be chayiv, but the shliach is pater. It would appear that that's dafka in that same shem avera. There we say that since this avera relates to the mishalech, you can't also relate it to the shliach and be mechayiv the shliach. So when he takes the fire and the shliach is a pikeach and he takes the fire and he makes a conflagration, he does damage. So the Gemara's kasha is, why don't we say shluch shalanu kamosan, only be mechayiv the mishaleach, because this aver is mesiaches to the mishaleach, and again we yivshar liaches it's el shaliach, because there's only one shem avera and we're going to give it to the mishaleach. But let's say there are two shemos avera and the din shlichus only applies in one of the shemos avera. There are two averas going on over here, and the din shlichus only applies to one of the averas. In such a case, the shliach is going to be mischayiv. Why? For the other shem avera. If there are two shem averas, so we're going to give the shliach one of the shemos avera. If there's only one shem avera, then it's got to go to the mishaleach. But if there are two shemos avera, then it is going to the shliach. One of the shemos avera is going to the shliach. V'lo amrinan, and we're not going to say that since the etzem ha-maises mesiaches to the mishaleach, you can't be mechayiv the shliach for the other shem avera. No. even though the Shem Avera goes to the Mishaleach, one of the Shemas Avera, nevertheless the other Shem Avera belongs to the Shliach. Ukigon, for example, Betvicha, by Tvicha we have a din Shlichus, and the Ganav is Chayiv, Dalet Vehei, Betvicha as Shlucha. Right, when the Shliach does the Tvicha, when he shechs the animal. So, the Ganav is going to be Chayiv Dalet Vehei. The Ganav stole, that's Kefel, and then the Dalet Vehei is going to be Chayiv Betvicha as Shlucha. Nevertheless, let's say that the Tvicha is a hefseh for the Behema. Now the Behema is losing value by being shechted. So now there's a Siba Sachi of Medin Mazik. So now you have two problems with the Tvicha. You have Din Mazik, and you also have the Din of Dalet Vehei. Ubechiyuv Zeh, ain't Shlecha Dvar, there's no Shlecha Dvar Ver on the Mazik part. So the Shliach is going to be Chayiv Mitzad the Mazik, Mitzad the Tvicha. That the Torah says that for being Toveach, a stolen animal, you have to pay Dalet Vehei. That's going to go, that Shem Aveira is going to go to the Mishaleach. And that, the Yisod of that payment, is because Shana Onishtarish Becheit, because he repeated his Chait, he became deeply immersed in the Chait. First he just stole, and now he Shechts. So who's going to get the, who's going to have to suffer that loss? Who's going to have to pay for that? The Mishaleach. Because he was Shana Vinishtarish Bechet, he stole, and now is Shliach, and we say, Yeh Shlichus did the Tvicha. But as far as the Din Mazik goes, which is something else, there's a Hefseid for the Behema, so that's going to have to be paid by the Shliach. These are Shnei Shemos. There's a Shem Tvicha, and there's a Shem Mazik. That even though the Shem Tvicha belongs to the Mishaleach, the Shem in Mazik belongs to the Shliach. V'kvar omad b'ikar adavar b'or sameach, and he brings a raya from Toveach al yidei acher, and the shliach was shochet b'shabbos. Who's going to be chayev for this tevicha? The mishaleach. We see in Ksubas 33b. However, who's going to be chayev for the chil shabbos? The answer is the shliach. So for the tevicha of a stolen animal. So who's responsible? The Mishaleach. But for the Chil Shabbos, who's responsible? The Shliach. Why? Because we have two Shemos here. So that's the Yesod HaDvarim, that when they're to start being and answering the Shita of the Sma, is that when you have Shnei Shemos, then you can Shnei Shemos Aveira, two categories of sin, so you can attribute one Shem Avera to the Mishaleach and the other Shem Avera to the Shliach. Okay, so that's already Yisod. And then, Amir Tzashem, we're going to go into a Rambam that we've been discussing a lot recently in Hilchos Geneva, and hopefully we will see Neflos Mitaras Hashem in order to understand the Shita of the Sma, the Hadvarim Ya'iru Ke'evin Sapir Be'ezer Hashem. And thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned for the next installment. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.